Right. Hey guys, welcome back to Kicking It. It is Tam.
Hey guys, it's Steph.
And we are here just hanging out in Steph's backyard because it's gorgeous in Colorado today.
Beautiful day. We're in the sunshine.
We're drinking wine.
Wine. Tam just ate like 2.5 donuts.
I ate a lot of donuts. I haven't had a lot of sugar in like a month. So, ooh. I went ham.
Yes. She had a, photo shoot?
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about this right now. Yeah. Okay. So, I set up a little photo shoot for myself. And, how do I put it? I found this guy on Instagram. It sounds super creepy, but it's not. I know somebody who goes to him, so he was legit. But he always does these really artsy photos, and I'm like, I'm going to do that one day.
For athletes.
Yeah, they're like physique people, and they're always doing competitions for the most part. Yeah, and then he just added this this body positive group. So, okay. Like, just love your body. And it's Brett Seeley, so that's his name. And so this photo shoot, he throws flour at you, and you can be clothed, or you can choose to go without clothes. And I'm really loving my body right now, not gonna lie. So I went without clothes. And so I booked it 3 weeks ago and tried to go on a diet, and it didn't really work. I just, like, cut out M&Ms.
No, you were on a diet. I mean, you eat so healthy.
I eat really healthy.
And then you also did not eat things for the last few weeks, and you didn't drink alcohol. Like, you were on a diet.
Okay, but, like,
a diet, but you restricted yourself.
Yeah, just a little bit. And, like, it was, like, the longest 3 weeks of my life. I don't know how people do that. And so I showed up, and everybody there was, like, so nice, and I was sweating through all of the things that I was wearing. I'm like, oh my god, I'm so nervous. I don't know if I can do this. And everybody there was like, it's gonna be great. He's so fun. And like, the girls there are amazing to work with. And I was like, okay, you convinced me. So I like changed into my robe and I kept my undies on, but I like took my bra off and I was like, I'm halfway there, guys. Halfway. And they're like, you're gonna do great. Don't freak out. It's fun. And I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. And then I get over there. And it's, like, my turn. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to take my robe off. And they're like, yep, do it. And
like, then you've done this all day, every 30 minutes.
Yeah, they make you feel super comfortable. And so I went, and I was nudie. Like,
I still can't believe you did that.
I couldn't either. And you know what? I wasn't even, like, weirded out. I wasn't uncomfortable. I was really like, yeah, okay, I'm naked. I don't care. And then, you know, in 2 seconds, they throw a bunch of flour on you, so you half feel like you're covered up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was an experience, yeah.
So the flour is, like, baking flour, and it makes, so she takes these pictures, he takes the pictures with, like, black, and then the flour looks super white, so like a black backdrop. And then there's the body, and then the super white flour, like, against it.
I think it comes out, he has a filter where it's just black and white. I don't know how he does it, yeah, it was an all-white thing, and then they throw flour either in the background or they throw it on you, depending on what effect he wants. And he was great. He just told me how to move, where to go, when to suck in, which I was so thankful for because I was like, well, I'm naked, and I should have been sucking in, but I wasn't even thinking about it. And it was fun. So,
that's cool.
We'll see how those pictures come out. And I would, like, totally do it again.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you do, like, a different, like, would you ever, like, wear your, like, fancy workout clothes? Or would you just...
Yeah, he does do, like, action shots, so that would be really cool to do. That would be fun. Mm-hmm. This one I really wanted to do it naked. I didn't know if I was going to follow through. But I'm in this place where I've been going to the gym for, like, quite a bit of time.
Yeah.
And I'm finally, like, loving my body. And, you know, I take, like, a zillion selfies already. Yeah. I'm like, might as well get it professionally done.
Fun. This time in your life. And that's just kind of...
Yeah. It gave me kind of a lot of confidence.
It's good. Yeah. I mean, it's super brave to do that. So it has to feel good.
Yeah. And so, some of them, it was just boobs out. And I'm like, yeah, look at me. I don't care. So I can't wait to get those back because that was like, oh my gosh, a big moment.
How long do you have to wait?
I think only a few days.
Oh, yeah. Really?
And he sends all the unedited ones, and then he'll only edit three of them.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll see how they come out.
That's fast turnaround.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Wow. That's exciting.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Make, like, a photo album? Are you going to put them in your bedroom?
Just to stare at myself.
Down the hallway?
I don't know.
Like it was the Kardashians?
Right? I should be them. They totally have those.
Yeah, but probably not nude.
No, I bet they do.
I bet they do, of course. Yeah, but not in the hallway.
Yeah, I don't know. If I like one in particular, I might blow it up, but I don't. I think they're gonna just be for me.
Yeah, I love it.
So, yeah.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Yay.
And that's why she ate. Literally, I just watched her.
I inhaled these donuts.
A Long John, which most people split.
Well, I did cut it in half.
I just look at the plate and I'm like, oh, the other half is gone. And then a chocolate sprinkle donut, which Phoebe would die if she saw that right now. She would be so happy. Aww. She loves sprinkles. And oh my gosh, and a blueberry cake. So you have good donut taste.
It was so good. And I like literally can't wait for cheese sticks. I've been craving them for 2 weeks.
That would have been a great thing because that would have been like your protein and your savory on the side of your donuts.
Like, I don't understand how you think cheese is protein.
It is. It has protein in it.
I thought it was fat.
Well, milk has protein.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to look that up.
It's so true.
I mean, I know it has protein.
I mean, it totally is protein because milk has protein and it is milk. Right? It's coagulated milk.
Yeah, cheese. Yeah, that. It's a dairy. Dairy product.
It is.
We should get our facts straight.
It totally is.
Yeah, it could be seen as a protein or as a fat or probably as a carb too.
Well, I mean, a lot of proteins are most all proteins are pretty fatty, but not your like chicken and your fish, but like beef and pork and
what? Fish is fatty. It's got the
like salmon super fatty.
But that's good fat.
It's good fat. I love me some salmon.
Me too. I should really branch out on the fish because I only ever eat salmon. Oh my gosh. Speaking of meat.
Mm-hmm.
I was at Sprouts and me and the guy behind the meat counter were just chatting it up. Turns out he goes to 24-hour fitness too.
Did he recognize you?
I mean, he's seen me in my workout clothes like every Sunday morning. So he's like, how was the workout? And I was like, oh, it was pretty good. So we were just chatting and I'm like, I want a sausage. I don't know. I've never had very many of them. Like, I always get the chicken sausages, but I kind of wanted the pork ones.
Yeah.
He was so nice. I think it was because I was throwing out good vibes, but he was so nice. He gave me 3 free sausages. No.
Just to try?
Yes.
So what did you get?
He gave me, like, one of the hot Italian ones.
Yum.
And then...
It's a classic.
A sweeter one. An apple?
Oh, I love the apple. Apple pork, maybe?
Yeah, and then a brat.
Mm.
And so,
perfect, because now you had your photo shoot, so you get to experiment with sausage.
Oh, my gosh, I know. And I'm so excited. And he's like, you can try them all so that when you come back for summer, you just know what you want. And I was like, oh, my God, thank you so much. It was, like... The nicest.
Did he say, like, I'll see you at the gym?
No, I've never seen him at the gym.
But he goes to 24.
Yeah, he's a little older.
Oh, okay.
Not in my age group.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay.
He wasn't a cutie, but he was, like, beyond
nice. You're not
going to
wink at him in the sauna?
Nope. No. But I just felt good because he threw me good vibes. So then I was like, I want to go do something nice for somebody else.
Aww,
I don't know if I did.
It.
Yeah.
I always think... A fun thing. Have you ever had somebody pay for your meal in a drive-thru?
No, but I've done that to somebody.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. It's fun.
So, how do you know when to do it? Like, do you...
I think you just feel like
You just
it.
Feel it?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if it's, like... Or it's...
Like, the biggest order ever.
Yeah, exactly. How do they do that anyways?
What do you mean?
So I was just wondering, like, how do they know what the total is going to be before they drive away? But maybe you tell the first window, and then they have it by the time you're checking out the second window? Or how does that work?
Yeah, I think when you're checking out, they're also talking to the next car.
So they just know.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it...
That's so nice you did that.
It was a long while ago.
Was it for, like, a coffee or...
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
And one time I had, well, I guess it's not my money, but I had a gift card to Cold Stone.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I don't get ice cream very much. And so there was this old man in there. And I was like, I want to buy his ice cream. And he was so thankful. And it just melts your heart.
It's so sweet that you did that. Yeah, so I had that done to me. So this is kind of funny.
Well, really?
So we have a Chick-fil-A here in Fort Collins that used to be like a really hard thing to get into because there was like, yeah, the drive-through had two entrances and it was like tricky, really tricky. And this one lady, one time I was like pulling in. And it was my turn, and she, like, straight cut me off and went in because she was coming from the other way. And I thought she was going to go park, but she went in. I didn't care. It was just really, it was kind of, like, obviously rude, and I feel like she kind of knew that. And she bought our food, and I thought that was, like, super nice. Like
that was.
Because when she, like, cut me off, it was, like, I wasn't, like, super upset about it, but I felt like, man, that was so aggressive. Like, and then I saw she had, like, the little Timberline sign on her car, and it's a church in town, and I'm like, oh, man. You know, you always think about that. And then she bought my meal, and I'm like, oh, that's really cool.
That was nice. Yeah. It was probably weighing on her. She's like, oh, I just cut her off.
Yeah.
Oh, but, that's nice
and
of
I
her.
And I do. I need to do that. I always forget, though, and I love that people do that. So, just good vibes.
Yeah.
I gave you some good vibes today, this week.
You did. Yeah. So did. Steph snapped me pretty early in the morning.
Yep.
And she was just telling me hello and have a good day. And she was out on her morning walks.
Yeah.
How many walks did you go on?
Three.
Whoa. That's so much.
I did one more than I said I would.
Yeah.
So I feel good about that.
Nice.
And it's still technically winter. So I feel like I'm just going to like amp up from here.
Wait, is it winter? I thought it was spring.
Isn't it? I mean, I'm calling it spring, but...
But
I mean, we are sitting in the sun.
Does it mean it's spring when we spring forward?
Oh, yes.
Or does it not mean that?
It is spring. It is spring. You're right.
Okay.
Okay, well, when I was walking, it was winter.
It was winter, because it was last week.
I usually don't work out in the winter outdoors, so I felt good about that. It was windy.
Oh, gosh, so, this week was the worst.
Sunday, I planted... Okay, so when did we... We podcasted on Saturday last week. So I came... So I planted my garden on Sunday in the hoop house, which is, like, as... It's basically the structure I built over my raised bed that makes it into a greenhouse so I can plant early. So I get a longer grow season for my greens and all that.
So it like covers them from all the weather that could happen.
And it keeps the soil warm. It gets really warm during the day. So I was like super happy. It's like beautiful outside. We're like going to grill. And then this wind starts.
It was like 30 miles an hour.
I know. I thought that hoop house was going to fly over all of the fences. I mean, I swear, I have no idea how it didn't. It was like, whew, like the gust of wind.
Oh my gosh. It was pretty bad.
Yes.
And one of the days it was like 60 degrees. And so I was debating. I was like, do I run outside or do I go to the gym on my lunch break? And I asked the other kid in my office and he's a huge runner. So he's like, obviously run outside. And I was like, yeah, I get
in
out
the
there.
Wind.
It was so windy. My feet were like being pushed into each other, and I was, like, tripping over myself because it was so windy.
And that's what I was, like, even starting the whole story for, is the days that I was walking in the wind, I went to work so sick.
Oh.
Because it started my allergies. So then I, like, I'm, like, sneezing, my nose is running, my eyes are itching. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm trying to do this good thing for myself. And then I'm doing my homework.
Nature didn't want you to.
I am, like, getting slapped with this, like, allergy epidemic. And the, literally, though, the hoop house. I'm surprised. It look how strong it is, but I don't know how.
Well, is it just stuck into the soil or what? Or is it nailed down?
Well, it is nailed to those boards. But if you would have seen the what the wind was doing to it, I'm like, how did it not? I don't know.
Dang.
Crazy. So my son, Wesley, is wanting to ask me a question.
Hi.
He's staring at me and it's uncomfortable.
I didn't know if you guys could pause this or not.
Oh. No, we can't pause it.
Oh.
So I'm Wes and I have a question for Mom.
Go for it.
Can I go have a barbecue with Athel and Val?
Where?
Up the pooter and we'll be back.
Up the pooter. Wow, this is a bigger question than I thought I'd be having to ask.
That should not be documented. Right. Good job choosing to do it on air. do you guys have, like, a campsite or something? Where you're just
they do.
Chilling?
They're going to take hammocks.
Okay, so can you call your dad on that one?
Yeah, that'll say yeah.
That'll say
okay.
Wow.
I would say just check in on him later.
Yeah.
It's a nice day. He could be outside, right?
Why do they have a campsite? I mean, literally.
I'm pretty sure he made that up.
Wait, you think they don't have a campsite?
I think they're just hippies and they're going to go chill in right next to the river or something and just hang out. And lay in hammocks and do whatever.
So basically, they have it. Yeah, he's 15. So basically, they just want to drive up the pooter and hang out in the sun, which...
Yeah.
Is fine, but at this age they're all such early drivers that I'm like, or like new drivers, like I don't love it.
Yeah,
I don't.
But
love
did
it.
You ever die?
No. But don't you remember thinking like, how did I live through that?
Yeah. Yeah, like multiple times.
And so once you have so a kid, things. You're gonna think about all those times that you should not have lived through that, and you're gonna be like, oh my god. Like, I can't, my kid can't never do that, because what if
but
the opposite happens?
Well, maybe then it was his time to go.
Ew!
I don't know. I think they all have to get those near-death feels and be like, whoa, and come home and be like, oh, I'm so happy that I get to sleep in my bed and wake up tomorrow. But it just, like, kind of rounds them out as a person. You know, what if you never had those experiences? Then you'd be like...
I love that this is documented.
That was a good question.
Because once you have a kid, I'm pulling this tape out or whatever it is.
Oh, I'm sure I will have anxiety for the rest of my life.
You will have the opposite opinion is what you will have. You will absolutely not agree with anything you just said.
That's why I'm not a mom right now.
Well, no, it doesn't matter. It changes. It just changes no matter when it is, and you're like, that can't happen to them. All of a sudden, you were like, I have to save them from near death.
So weird.
Can we pause, or should we go to a commercial break?
Commercial break? We don't have a commercial break. Okay. Let's see what's happening.
If not, I hear him.
Alrighty, guys. We're back. We had to take a quick intermission for Steph to be a mom, because being a mom is a full-time job.
Yes, and I have a teenager, so I decided to let him roll. He's headed up the mountain.
I agree with right now.
I know. So he could thank you for that.
I know. I'm a really bad influence to teenagers because I think going through my experience as a teenager, I had a really good head on my shoulders, although if you followed me through my journey, you wouldn't think that, but I experienced so much, and I, like, went and had fun, and I was out in the woods, and we were just, you know, doing whatever, and exploring, and finding out what you like, what you don't like, how dangerous you can be without actually dying, and then coming home and being like, oh my god, I love my family, oh look, and food.
You know? My mom's cooking for me.
So I'm big into, like, having teenagers experiment
explore.
And explore and do crazy things. Although that will change when I have a kid.
I was going to say, so we will be playing this back once you have that kid. And then again when that kid is 15.
Mm-hmm.
Going off with, you know, drivers that are young.
And who names their kid? Like, what was it? Apple?
Apple.
Athole?
Yeah.
Like asshole? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. Okay. That's a good one. A boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
Oh, interesting.
Super cute.
Sure. You gotta be with that name.
Let's hope. Oh my gosh. It's a little different.
Yeah, maybe he'll have a thick skin that way.
It's a little different. But I feel like this generation has so many odd names. Ugh. It's like, who cares? They're all... Nobody says... Okay, so when we were kids, this is an interesting thought. People made fun of you for weird names. That does not happen anymore. You know why? Everyone has weird names.
That you can't even rhyme with.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
There's a million. And we can start naming them because most of our listeners are going to have a kid named one of those names.
Probably, yeah. It's insane. I love generic names like Christopher or like Jack or Nathan's a good one. I don't know if that's like generic, but...
I like a solid name. Like, Wesley is a solid name. It makes... Like, it wasn't popular. Now it's starting to be. I guess it's like the new name now. He's 15. But when back in the day, it wasn't. But, yeah. I guess Wes and Weston and Wesley and...
I had a best friend named Weston when I was growing up.
Really?
He was the cutest.
Really?
Like, dorky. Cute. Yeah.
And Ashton's little boy is Weston.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
I like a solid name that's not too... A normal name that's not too popular.
Yeah. Mine is definitely...
Yours is different.
It's different, yeah.
But, yeah, I know three Tamaras.
What? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Maybe that's a thing now.
I know.
This kid in first grade, I can't believe I remember it because I literally don't remember anything, but he went and made nicknames for every single person in first grade, and like that was his presentation, and mine was Tamara Camera, and I took it and ran with it.
You loved it?
Love it. Every time I meet somebody, I'm like, hi, I'm Tamara, and they don't understand. I'm like, Tamara, like a camera, but with a T, and they're like, that was odd, and I was like, you'll never forget me. And then they don't.
That is so cute. Yeah. I love that story.
Yeah. Huh. That's a good one. And I say it, like, all the time.
What a cute little presentation for that little boy to do. I mean, really.
I don't know if he was, like, making fun of all of us or not.
Kind of. He probably used it as a platform to kind of dig a few people, right?
And I'm like...
He liked you, though. Camera's good.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah. Was there any ugly ones?
I don't know. I can't remember. It was first grade. How old are you when you're in first grade? Like, 3, 6? Oh. I don't know.
6, 7.
Okay.
Would say 6, 7.
Six, because by the time you're in third grade, you're 8.
I think that there's, like, a window, right? So, like, you can be old or young. So, I think, like, kindergarten is 5, 6, 6, 7. Mm.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. So
yeah, it was a good one. And I literally say it. I will probably say it till I'm, like, dead.
I love it.
Yeah.
I've never heard you say it, but probably because I didn't need you to explain your name to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I still have... I'm nasally. You can hear it.
From the wind?
Well... Yeah, but I also, so, like, Phoebe got sick. Phoebe got sick over the weekend. Because
we were supposed to hang out Monday, and then you were sick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because, hey, if you read our show notes last week, we said we promised a bonus episode.
Guys, so here's the thing. We're very, very, very new to podcasting and the tech world. So we promised... A mini episode. And we didn't follow through. But we're not going to do that anymore. We're not going to make false promises.
No, we're not. But please don't take our promises, like, too seriously. Yep. Like, take them as, like, they're a little, you know.
We're not going to make promises just so you don't have to think about that.
There you go.
But we really love the podcast and we hope it grows. So tell everybody you know.
Yeah, and here and there we would like to do little bonus episodes, like little 15-minute things.
Yeah, if we could stop talking at 15 minutes.
Right? That could be a problem.
Yeah, we'll make it happen, though.
Yeah, here and there. So we're learning a lot. We're learning about how to get our Instagram off the ground.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And it'll happen this week.
Yeah.
I'm not promising.
We're going to work for that.
But tonight I'm going to work at that. I'm going to work it. And maybe by Monday, we'll have one.
Yeah.
This is goals. Wait, this is Monday? My weekend goals. That's tomorrow. Yeah, okay, I'm figuring this out tonight. Okay. I promised you, not everyone else.
They're listening.
I know.
So anyway, our mini bonus episode didn't happen because Steph got really sick from Phoebe. Yes.
Yeah, Phoebe was super sick. And then, I don't know, then I got sick, like, not super sick. I still worked and everything, but just that, like, fighting it off kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Where I was like, wake up with a sore throat. But then you can work it off and you feel fine throughout the day. But then you know, like, your body's working so hard to stay healthy. So you're tired, you know, all of that. But Phoebe got sick last Friday and she still has a cough that sounds like you want to, like, clear the room. Like, it's, So we had a brunch today, which was so fun with all of our family. And Phoebe is not supposedly sick or... contagious, but she is coughing.
Ew. Does she cover her mouth?
Yeah. She's pretty good about covering her mouth. But she's 3, so not every time.
Have you heard of oregano pills?
I have the oil.
Okay.
I have oregano oil.
You should put it in a pill form. Or on her. Yeah. So my friend gave me oregano pills, and he says he takes them, like, when he, like, feels like he's gonna get sick or, like, maybe he's a little sick, and it just, like, wipes it out. So he gave me, like, 5, and just a few weeks, I thought I was getting sick. A few weeks ago, I took, like, one for, like, 2 or 3 nights in a row, and I never got sick.
Okay.
So oregano pills.
Okay. And my mom does that. And greens powder. My girlfriend does that. And what?
Greens powder?
Nope, never, like, heard of that.
Just extra greens in your system?
I take the greens every day.
Okay, maybe Phoebe needs them.
Well, I don't know about that because there's so much. I always get a little bit leery about those powders because, you know, little ones can't have sometimes, like, certain minerals and certain, like...
I did not know that.
Like, amounts of things. But, yeah, for me, I take a green drink every day, a powder. Powder form. Well, you do the same thing. Amazing grass.
Yeah.
You do chocolate.
I know, because it just tastes so yummy. I should really do original because chocolate isn't helping anyone.
I want to try it because I'm too afraid to buy a whole thing and commit to the chocolate.
Oh, my God, it's so good. Because
I
know you
say it's good, but I kind of doubt that it could be.
It's so good. Like,
you put it in milk?
I put it in almond milk. Yeah. Like, just a bit. And it tastes like chocolate milk. It's so good.
It doesn't taste like greens and chocolate milk?
No.
Okay. Right now, the one I have is watermelon flavored.
Oh, okay.
And so I add it to a little bit of orange juice. And it is really, really good. So I really like that. And I get nervous because it's, what, $30 for a thing?
Yeah, it's expensive.
Lasts about a month.
Yeah.
And I had one time that I wanted to try that was different. And it had garlic in it.
Ew, what?
Oh, my gosh. I can handle almost anything. Like, in a shot form, I'm like, I'll just, like, whatever, it's for the greater good, you know?
And you didn't.
No. There's no masking garlic in a green...
You know what I did with garlic?
What?
I, like, never eat garlic unless I, like, chop it up and saute it with, like, my meat or, like, something. And I don't know why I did it, but I was like, oh, garlic, it's so good for you. I need to put that in my diet. I just crushed it and ate it.
Ugh.
Like, raw. And it burns. It burns all the way down. And then I had garlic breath for days.
Ew.
For days. And I, like, brushed my teeth, like, 20 times. And I'm like, how is this still on me?
Oh, yeah.
So, always cook your garlic.
Cook your garlic. Raw garlic is tough.
It burns.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Plus the breath. Did you have indigestion?
No.
Oh, that's good.
But it's a good thing I am single AF because I couldn't be around anyone. I felt like the second I opened my breath, it was like fire. So I should have gone and sat in the sauna to, like, sweat it out.
Everyone would have cleared the sauna.
Yeah.
Ew. Yeah, the garlic was... And I'm also not one to ever return anything, but I did return that.
Oh, good.
I did. I just said, you know what? I cannot.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I read the back. So Amazing Grass, you guys, they are not our sponsor, but we do.
We're hoping they become our sponsor.
We love them. It is really cool because if, like, you eat a ton of vegetables. Yeah. So you really don't have to have that.
Yeah, and I've cut back quite a bit. Like, if I'm... I'll eat it if I eat oatmeal in the morning because I'm not getting veggies.
From breakfast.
Yeah.
Because Tam used to eat, like, green beans for breakfast.
I do still.
You do still. Sometimes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which and is now, awesome, but a little wild and crazy.
Oh.
I can't imagine ever having my breakfast be green beans.
I mean, sometimes switch it up. I don't know.
It's cool. I love it.
Yeah, and right now my veggies in the morning are peppers, red, orange, and yellow peppers, mushrooms, and kale in my eggs.
In your eggs. Okay, yeah. That sounds good.
That's a little more normal.
Yeah. Like an omelet or frittata or something.
Yeah.
Or a scramble. Do you scramble it?
I scramble because I'm not talented.
Yeah.
So they get into something cool. Yeah. But,
I like avocado toast.
Oh, so you're, legit a millennial.
I am. My go-to breakfast is a piece of, I love Dave's bread.
Mm-mm.
Dave's something bread is, like, full of seeds and yumminess. I love it. It's chewy.
Is it, like, sprouted bread or what?
It's not sprouted. It is organic. It is whole grain. They even have a white bread. That is like a better for you white bread, you know? They have all kinds. You can get it at King Super. It's super good. I toast a slice of that, and then I spread my avocado, and I like salt, a little bit of salt, a little bit of red pepper flake, and a little bit of olive oil.
Yum.
Yum.
And how long does that keep you full for?
I mean, a long time.
What?
Because once...
One piece of bread?
Well, yeah, because once I have my green drink... And I have that. It's got all those healthy fats. So the olive oil and the avocado fat fills me up for sure.
Yeah.
Straight to lunch.
Wow.
Yeah. But, I mean,
you can put
every
egg
day
on
is different. So, totally. I'm a big, like, put an egg or two on a piece of toast as well. Like, avocado toast isn't, like, every day. I'm an egg and toast girl, too. But, every day is different. Sometimes it might not fill you up. But if I go to work and I'm busy and that's a good one for me. I don't have to,
That's good. I've been trying to add more carbs into my diet.
I saw that.
Yeah, so I just bought jasmine rice because I don't know what the whole big thing about jasmine rice is because I always just get white rice.
Yeah.
And
it tastes a little bit different, right?
I don't know. I haven't tried it.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
So the cool thing about jasmine rice is when you cook it, it smells different. You can it smells kind of like a Thai restaurant or an Indian restaurant. Like, it has that, like...
I was going to put turmeric in it, too.
Oh, lovely. That would be so good. And the other thing that's cool is it cooks faster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a really good one.
Okay, cool.
I heard... somewhere along the grapevine, and don't even know if it's a thing anymore, but that it might not be very good for you because...
Jasmine rice?
Yeah.
Because why?
Like, there's something in it, like, a negative, like, a bad mineral or lead or something funky like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, good thing I only bought a small bag.
But we still eat it in moderation. I mean, we eat rice in moderation anyway, so I try not to worry about something that I'm not doing a ton of. I don't eat it every day. I'm not going to stress about it.
Yeah.
So rice for us is not even a weekly thing.
Me either, yeah.
Yeah. So potatoes. So our starches would be like a rice, a potato. I mean, but really I'm trying to do like double veg and meat.
Yeah. That's usually what I do, but then...
Or the cauliflower rice.
which is so easy.
And my family completely eats without even, like, blinking an eye.
Oh, really? Because they think it's rice or what?
Or they just love it.
Oh,
yeah,
that's really good.
Eat it down. Yeah, even Wes.
Oh, is he a picky eater?
He does not eat vegetables right now. He's going through this. He grew up on vegetables. He's eaten them his whole life. And now he is like, I'm going to eat Burger King all day. Every day, that's all. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, he'll eat, like, Burger King. He has sneaky ways of getting it at school. People, like, go and get it for him.
Oh,
and,
like the seniors who go off campus?
Oh, yeah. And then he'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, I already had a chicken sandwich from Burger King. So he'll eat, like, a little bit of our food, whatever it is, like, protein-wise, and no vegetables.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
You can't make him. Like,
that's true. Yeah,
again,
I guess
this is
15.
One of those things. It's like... I can't make you. I told him the other night, I'm like, well, you gotta sit here till your plate is clean, but it's just not true. Like, he just gets up.
Oh, he's sad.
He's giant. Yeah. It was a joke anyways. Like, you can't make a 15-year-old do anything.
That's true.
Oh, she's going in for more donuts.
I know. Did you notice the other one was eating too?
Oh, my God. It's cool. You deserve it. You work so hard. I just don't want you to, like, get, like, you know, not feeling good.
I'm probably going to shit it all out later.
Oh, my God.
Not going to lie. My stomach will be upset.
Your stomach is going to really ask you some hard questions.
She's pretty sensitive.
Yeah, she's going to have some questions for you.
It's okay, though.
Why did
I'm
you
I'm prepared.
Where's the moderation?
It'll come tomorrow.
Where's the jelly filled?
Yeah. Well, okay, the Long John was custard filled.
I like it. I do.
Ugh, yum. So good.
For my go-to is a glazed. I like a glazed dipped in chocolate.
Oh, I didn't get you that.
Well, I would, didn't want any.
Okay.
Okay, let me tell you about our brunch.
Oh, yeah, yum.
We had, my sister made, and I hope this wind is not affecting our microphone.
Well, we'll find out later. We are outside.
We are outside, people. So we had a brunch, and my sister made homemade, and I feel like you should eat that right now while you're on your sugar rush.
But
you should eat one of her homemade cinnamon rolls with cream cheese frosting. They're in there. They are giant and delicious.
I thought you were teasing me. Like, you should really eat one, but we have no more.
No, we have more. Oh, my gosh.
Maybe I'll eat, like, a quarter of one.
Or I could send it home with you. You can have it tomorrow for breakfast. Ew. With your green beans.
Oh, I would not have them for breakfast.
Well, anyways.
But I will try it.
So delicious.
It sounds good.
They're so good. My mom made grits. She made grits with cheese and green chilies.
Yum.
And Matt made a strata. So that's, like, this egg bake with, like, mushrooms, green chilies, cheese, bacon, I think. Bread, and it, like, sits overnight, and you bake it, and then there's a quiche, and we had bacon, we had sausage, we had turkey bacon.
Sounds like the whole spread.
Oh, my God. It was, like, yum. Thanksgiving for breakfast.
Yum.
That's why I didn't eat any of that. It's, like, I had just ate, like, you should have seen my plate.
Oh, okay.
So good.
Yum. Yum. I am jealous that I didn't get to experience that.
Well, I can send you home with a plate full of yumminess.
No, it's okay. I mean, I'll try the cinnamon roll.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, that sounds amazing. Hold on. Something jogged my memory about what you were eating. And I forgot. Oh, well.
Eggs.
No.
Cream chilies?
Yes!
Oh, I got it.
Good job. Okay. So speaking of amazing food.
Okay.
Transition. I went to Locality.
Yes.
That restaurant just down the road with Krista. I got the most amazing Buddha bowl.
Okay.
It was so good. I don't even know what sauce was on there, but it was amazing. And it was, like, chickpeas and cabbage and, like, all these yummy things
so
in there.
So what's a Buddha bowl?
Yeah.
Is that a thing that I don't know about?
I think it's a thing. I don't really know about it either, okay. But I think it's, like, a bowl.
Okay.
rice
stuff. On the bottom, noodles, what? Potatoes?
Maybe rice.
Rice?
I think it's rice.
Okay.
And then peas.
Okay.
And stuff. I should look it up. It was so good and so tasty, and it was, like, so big. I ate it for lunch and for dinner, and that was the first time I went there, and it was, like, amazing. And then we got zucchini fries.
Oh, I would love that.
Have you been there?
No.
Well,
I went there one time when they first opened, but we only went there for, like, we got a piece of chocolate cake and a drink and then left. Like, so it was, like, just, like, a nightcap.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
You should go for, like, lunch or anything because their food is so good.
I want to try it out. Matt tried out the new Hawaiian restaurant over by the Super Target. So it's called, well, it's, I don't know the name of it, but basically they have poke. Have you had that before?
No, I haven't had that.
He raved and raved and raved.
Really?
His, like, co-workers went because they're a new client of his. And so it's a bowl of rice. You choose the kind of rice, white or brown. And then you choose your fish, and it's raw.
Mm-hmm.
He got, like, I think ahi tuna and scallops. But there's, like, a million things you can choose from. And then your toppings. So you go through, like, Chipotle.
Yeah.
And you get, like, cilantro, avocado, all of these things, and your sauce goes on that. He said it was, like, the best. And so fresh and so, like,
really
yummy.
And you really like fish, huh?
I do.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing.
Okay. I'm not big on fish, but yeah. For people who do like it, I bet that would be good.
Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't eat that?
No.
Oh.
But I bet they have chicken there.
I wonder. They probably would.
I bet they do.
But I think poke means...
Yeah. Fish.
Yeah.
Oh, well. But that's the, like, newest thing. Everyone's like, I'm gonna get a poke bowl.
Is it? Okay. So yeah. I've never had one. I didn't know it was a thing.
I've never had one either, but it is a thing.
It's a thing. Okay. Yeah. Well,
you should get one.
That's happening this week, for sure.
That's your homework.
I'm just surprised I haven't already had it. Like, as soon as he said it, I'm like, that sounds so good.
Well, and I cannot believe the amount of brand new restaurants popping up in Fort Collins, like, that I've just realized.
Yeah.
There have to be, like, 4 brand new ones right now.
It happens, yeah.
So fast.
So fast.
So do you maybe we should go and try all of them.
I know. I'm all about that.
Let's do it.
I love it. I love to try new
every
places.
Every single night?
Well, yeah.
I mean, maybe once a week.
We have to.
I think we have to.
So, which one? Like, is there one?
There's the Emporium.
Oh,
there's
yes.
The
I
want to
go there. I haven't been there either.
I think they have ice cream.
Okay.
The poke one.
Yes.
Ginger and Baker is not super new, but it's newer.
Yeah, I ate there.
Yeah,
it's okay. Right.
Not the best. We don't have to go back. Yeah, I'll have
but
to find
But they
more.
Have 2 restaurants there. They have 1 up and 1 down.
Yeah.
And so we went up, and it was the fancy-smancy place, and I would give it another try. I'm just saying, the prices are high.
Yeah.
I wasn't impressed. And
yeah.
For me, like, I'll spend the money, but you have to wow me.
Yeah, and I won't spend the money.
We're talking, you know, you're spending the money.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's
I would
an
say
ambiance,
for,
I guess.
It was beautiful ambiance. But downstairs, they have food, and I think it's more reasonable, and that's kind of more their, like, bar area. I would totally go there. And then they have their bakery.
Yeah. I've been in there. I haven't eaten there, though.
I bought a pie. I didn't get to eat it.
What?
I gave it away.
But they're known for their pies.
Right. So part of my experience there that was bad is their service was really slow.
Oh.
So they took so long to get our group, it was our Christmas party, our food out that we had to, like, eat as fast as we could and leave because we had another place to get to.
Oh.
So the other place we were going to was amazing. This place called Lilies and Lace. It's a florist in town.
Okay.
And we were going to make a Christmas wreath as part of our Christmas party. Well, our food arrived at the time we were supposed to be at
place.
So we're, like, housing our food.
Right? Oh, like, my gosh.
And people are leaving before the group is done. And these are $40 steaks. Like, it's no joke. And so I told Sarah, I'm like, okay, so I'm going to just buy a pie to bring to these people as, like, we're sorry, we're late.
Mm-hmm.
So I go down and I get, like, a pecan maple pie.
Yum.
It's total holiday pie. $40. And it was so, like, the size of it was a normal size pie, no frills, nothing, for $40.
Whoa, and you didn't even get to eat it.
No.
That is so sad.
I felt like that was too high for a pie. Pies are, like, meager. They are, like, the cheapest thing to make.
I don't enjoy pies.
I don't either. I've never got it. I don't understand a pie. I know how cheap it is to make a pie. It's real easy to make a pie.
You're like, what's so special about
what
yours?
What is special about
Tell
it?
Me.
And I'll buy a pie, but don't charge me $40. Like, I'll buy a $6 slice of pie. But that's my greenhouse.
Your greenhouse is freaking me out.
Yeah, it's making some noise.
Oh, man.
But you get a discount when you buy a pie. You should get a discount. It shouldn't be like $6 for each slice once you eat
it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No.
So that was a little annoying.
That does sound annoying. I feel like we're a little boring right now.
Oh.
Do you feel that, or am I?
I mean, maybe. We're just kind of talking
maybe
about food.
Maybe it's just wine. It's because it's a downer.
We have our, I don't know. I was interested.
Oh, maybe it's because I don't like pie, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well.
Is it time? How long have we been recording?
We've been chit-chatting for 45 minutes.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
We haven't been laughing, though. I want to laugh.
I feel like I laughed. Well, so one thing we're going to do, so my homework tonight is I'm going to fix our Instagram, and then we have our Twitter, and we need to, like, throw this out there. If you guys have questions for us, give us some questions, because that'll give us some things to answer.
What's our Twitter account?
It is, Kicking It with Steph and Tam.
Let me see. Yeah.
I'm going to just double check that.
So if you have Twitter, jump over there and send us a question if you want us to talk about anything. And we literally talk about anything. Nothing is off limits. Yeah. I will talk about all bodily functions and all fitness and all data analytics.
Yeah.
And Steph will talk wine and hair and kids and mommy and
cooking, food, gardening.
Gosh, so well-rounded.
Woo!
Yeah, so if you have that, and then we're going to get our Instagram running next week. So then, if you only have Instagram, you can ask us questions on there.
Yeah. So, one thing. You gave me homework, and it was super awesome last week.
Yeah.
And I, like, walked three times.
That's so
good.
I feel
like homework is fun. What is one thing you could do? We could do better next week. I'm just thinking. Like, homework for ourselves. Well, you need to eat mozzarella sticks. That is a thing.
I need to eat
some fried cheese sticks. That is your homework, for sure.
Yes. I'm going to throw out the positivity again.
Yeah. That's good. I'm going to continue with the positivity, and I'll just keep my workout routine.
Maybe so, you could find something new to do with Phoebe or something. How are your weeks now? Well, you have spring break coming up.
I have next week all off. Like, I am off completely, and we're going to go skiing on Wednesday. We're going to Steamboat.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. We're going to go Wednesday through Sunday and get Phoebe back on the slopes and just, you know, enjoy Steamboat. I mean, this winter, even though I've enjoyed it immensely, has been very dry for the slopes. I mean, there has not been a lot of snow in the mountains.
Yeah, not really. It's all, like, man-made, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's bad. And so it said we might get precipitation in the form of rain.
Up in the mountains?
Which is, yeah, really crazy.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So we're going to enjoy that, like, area and maybe not so much the skiing, but
yeah, that's
Steamboat
okay.
is so cool. Yeah. Have you been?
Steamboat?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have. I think I've just driven through.
It's so great. It's, like, a great place to spend the weekend. There's good food. There's hiking. There's biking in the summertime. Camping. All kinds of festivals in the summer. They have the Balloon Fest, the Wine Fest. They have music. They have it all. And then, obviously, the best skiing because it's just, like, away from everything. It's in the. It's just nice and beautiful. And it's kind of cowboy, so it's not as hoity-toity.
As, like, Vail.
Which I love. Yeah.
That's good.
It's more relaxed. You just feel...
Oh, good, good.
Yeah. So we love Steamboat. Every time we leave Steamboat, we're like, how can we live here? How can I do hair here? Matt's always like, can we just
get a plate? Oh, I bet you could.
Yeah. It's all... I know. We talk about it. We'll eventually have a place there.
Cool.
If
that's
not
fun.
Just for... Like, to just get away. Not, like, to live. But...
Yeah, yeah. You could do a timeshare or something.
Mm-hmm. Or just, like, a... You know, I don't know. But we love it so much, I feel like we wouldn't mind having a place to just go and stay for the weekend or the week. Or
yeah,
that'd
be awesome.
People who have second homes, you always hear, like, well, I feel like I have to go there, and maybe I don't want to. And if I want to go somewhere else, I feel bad because I'm not going to that.
Yeah.
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 I mean, those are rich people problems, and those are not my problems. So let's not...
Those do sound like rich people problems.
Fool anyone out there. That's not my situation.
Well, but you can report back with that week of amazingness.
Yeah.
I don't really have a sauna update.
No?
I only went one time last week, and it was a bunch of new people, so I didn't branch out and say hi to anyone.
Okay.
But the other guy I met in the sauna... He scoped me out in the gym. I was on the Stairmaster, and I walked for, like, 25 minutes because he was talking to me for that long. And then I was like, hey, cool, thanks for the conversation because now I'm, like, drenched in sweat and I gotta go home. Bye.
And you weren't clicking? You were just, like, get away?
Oh, no. We clicked really well. Like, he's easy to talk to, but I don't want to, like, lead him on or anything, because I just want friends.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he's about yet, so gotta keep him at an arm's length.
Yeah. So the winker didn't resurface, the guy who
that was him.
Oh, okay. That was him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he talks a lot, which is good.
Yeah, he listens to my random stories, you know, which is sweet. So he's, like, putting himself out there.
Which is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not into it.
Yeah. I hear ya. You'll know.
Yeah.
When you find somebody that you're into, you know. Like, if you have to overthink it, like, do I like him? You probably don't.
Oh. Well, then it's that easy. I talked to Tommy, my best friend. He listened to both of our podcasts.
Love
Tommy. And he didn't bleed from his ears, so he enjoyed it. And he wants to come on one of these days and talk to us. And he knows how to do a first date, so he can talk to us about that.
All right, cool. So does he have any idea about when he's going to be around town?
Oh, no. It's always super spur of the moment. Like, I'll just ask him to come up or I'll go down.
Okay.
I thought about seeing him today because I was in Aurora, but he's all the way in Lakewood, which is west, and I was east, so I didn't see him.
Yeah.
But oh well.
Yeah.
We Snapchatted.
Next time.
Yeah.
I bet he was proud of you.
He was so proud of me, and I love the support. So, that was good.
That's cool. Yeah. I can't wait to meet him.
I still can't believe you haven't met him.
I know.
I don't think many people have.
No.
But he's my best
friend. Well, Kylie has. No?
No.
No, she hasn't. Who did she meet?
Danny.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That was a good date. We went on a double date. That's it was a good one.
That's a while ago.
It was so long ago. Oh, my.
That's why I thought it was Tommy, because it was so long ago.
Whoa.
But I was thinking more for her birthday, though, not the Danny thing. I was thinking more, didn't you bring someone to her birthday, her 21st?
Oh, gosh, that was a very long time ago.
I swear it was Tommy.
Was it?
Or was it Dustin?
No.
We should stop using names.
Is this a confidential podcast?
I don't know. But didn't you bring, you brought someone on, you brought Tommy on Kylie's 21st birthday.
I bet it was Tommy.
Yeah, it was totally Tommy. Okay, I was right on.
Oh, yeah, because he made us get shots.
Mm-hmm.
Which he always does because he's such a good guy.
I remember
guy.
Kylie saying they are the best of friends. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
All right, cool.
I
got my facts straight.
And see, I can't remember anything. That should be my homework, is to do a memory game
every day. It's crazy how memory works. It's like, sometimes you're clearer than other times, right? Like, do you feel that way?
No.
That's how I feel.
No, I just don't remember.
I feel like when I... Sorry, we're outside. Nah, this is an aeroplane.
An aeroplane?
I feel like when I write things down, when I have quiet time, when I have like when I don't feel like too rushed or jumbled, I have good memory and I'm more on it. But if I'm stressed and I'm busy and I have no time to myself, I have a bunch of thoughts going through my head, then I can't remember stuff and I feel jumbled. So
interesting. I just never remember. It's been like that always.
Well, what about like herbs like ginkgo biloba?
I take those.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
It's supposed to work. I don't know.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
Maybe not for me, but maybe it's a long-term thing. I don't know.
But maybe those like Sudoku games, you know, there's like...
Those are really hard.
Oh, I don't... I've never tried.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Try it out. No, it's hard.
I'm not gonna.
I'll find something. There has to be an app. I know there's a meditation app because I used to use it, but maybe there's a brain games app.
Mm-hmm. Didn't we give you one?
Probably, because I can't remember
at the
anything.
Salon, it was a problem, and we gave you something like that. But yeah, I think I will do that with you. I will 100% do that with you. I definitely,
because your brain is so important.
It totally is. It totally is. And plus, it's just like you want to be efficient in your day. You want to be like, oh, I left the house without blah blah blah, or you know.
I mean, I'm so OCD about that I'm like, I have all my ducks in a row. But if you ask me what I wore yesterday, I couldn't tell you.
Right.
I mean, it's probably the same workout clothes I'm wearing today, but, you know.
You go back and try to remember details of something, you can't. Yeah.
Conversations.
I have moments in that. For the most part, my memory is fairly good in those situations.
That's good.
My clients tell me that. They're like, oh, how did you remember? When I'll say, oh, you were going to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, I can remember those kinds of things.
That's good. Yeah. Especially for your work.
Yeah, because I have a million to remember. But
yeah.
There's something about it. Like, when I see the face, I remember the story.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I don't know. It just, like, jogs my memory. And
I'm starting to need to write everything down at work because they're throwing me so many different things in so many different directions that, like, I'll be on data projects and then I'll be on project management things and then this sales guy is throwing me something and I'm like, okay, I gotta get that. And then my boss's boss is giving me something and I'm like, okay, I got it, yeah. And then I go back to my desk and I'm like, what did they say? What am I supposed to be doing right now?
What am I doing?
So,
how did the presentation go? You talked about it last week.
Oh, yeah. So I was super prepared and, like, I was really nervous, but I was up for it, you know, that confidence thing. But they decided to go with the other guy because I only had 4 days to prepare and they wanted me to have a few more days.
Oh.
So it wasn't anything that I did, but they just wanted it to, like, run smoothly. And the company that we implemented was so fun. They were laughing, like, the whole...
So you were still in on it?
Yeah, I was in on it. And so it was a good one, and it seems like a good... Cool. Fit for everyone. Everyone was super nice. So probably the next one I will get to do.
So still an honor that you were, like, in the running to do it.
Yeah, it was sense. Nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
Because I know you were super worried about that.
I was so worried, but I think they really see a lot in me.
Yeah.
So they're going to give me a lot more opportunities coming up.
I love it.
So it'll be good.
That's awesome. Yeah. So cool.
Oh my.
That's Izzy. Izzy Boo, as we like to call her.
Her, like, little itty-bitty dog.
She's barking at because my neighbors have baby bulldogs, and they are adorable. Oh. And her bark is horrible.
Yeah, that is piercing.
Piercing. So on that note.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we should go so you don't have to be exposed to that any longer.
Perfect. Well, you guys have a beautiful day and week. Yeah. And whenever you listen to this, put a smile on because smiles are contagious.
Yes. And also, subscribe. If you're on iTunes, subscribe and give us a 5-star rating.
Yeah, because we just got on iTunes. So give us a 5-star rating. Subscribe.
It helps. And then if you can find us on social media, tweet at us or send us some love or some questions.
Yeah. So thank you for listening.
See you next Monday.
Tune in next week.